worship before the rain. I want to bring this to you tonight. It's from Joyce Meyer. It says, after announcing to Ahab what was going to happen, rain was coming, Elijah went to the top of the Mount Carmel. There he got down on his knees with his forehead on the ground. Can't you just see him in that position of worship? Elijah sent his sermon to run back and forth several times to see if it was starting to rain. Seven times his servant came back with a bad report, but Elijah did not get out of his worship position. Imagine how Elijah must have felt every time the report came back to that nothing was happening, but each time Elijah said, go again. Despite the repeated negative reports, Elijah never gave up. He stayed right where he was, worshiping God. Worship strengthens our faith. Doubt could have caused Elijah to give up, but his worship kept him strong. Romans 4 tells us of another person in the Bible who had absolutely no human reason to hope. Doubt and unbelief came against Abraham, but did not defeat him. He became strong as he gave praise and glory to God. If praise and worship worked for Abraham and Elijah, it will work for us also. Elijah's servants could have been saying to him, Elijah, you must have missed God this time because nothing is happening. There's not even a cloud out there. But each time Elijah refused to give up. Finally, Elijah's servant came back and reported that he saw a cloud as small as a man's hand. At that word, Elijah came up shouting, Hallelujah, go tell Ahab to hurry home and seek shelter because it's beginning to rain. When you worship God, he will send the rain of his spirit upon you, and it will drown all the Ahabs and all the other resistance in your life. Take your position and praise the Lord. Worship him before it begins to rain in your life.